Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're now listening to the Sensational Unicorn, based around sex, swingers, and sexual freedom. Here's your host, Anna and Ryan.
Welcome to the TSU. How you doing, Anna?
The Sensational Unicorn.
Now, let me tell you about how my week has gone, Anna. Sexuality has been around everywhere, okay? I went to get my hair cut. You ever had that situation where you meet somebody and you're like, I think they're dirty, but I can't tell? The girl cutting my hair, who was very sexy, by the way, she'd asked me what we do, what we're doing this weekend. And I finally decided to throw out, like, you know, we do a podcast. And she goes, well, what kind? I go, sex. And she goes, oh, really?
Ooh.
And make a long story short, she used to be a dominatrix.
Yeah. So you had a dominatrix cutting your hair.
Secondly, we had an Airbnb. Yeah. And I said to you, quote, what did I say?
Oh, no, I told you first. I was like, I think they're kind of like, you know, if we were to meet people at a swinger party, those are the types of people we would meet. They were just so friendly and just so, you know, I don't know. They just seemed really into talking to people and getting to know people. And I don't know. There's a vibe.
So there was a vibe. I agree with you. So as our Airbnb usually happens, they jammed up the toilet or something. We had to go over there.
Something was going on.
And me and him start talking, and we start talking about he's into the Burning Man. And of course, he showed me pictures of him flogging girls. And next thing you know, he's like, hey, when's your next party? When can I come over and hang out with you guys?
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I'm talking about, Anna. Sexuality is around everywhere. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about their sexuality, their friends or coworkers. And that's the great thing about lifestyle. You can kind of tell your friends what you did this weekend and especially what we did last weekend.
And they are not going to like second guess. Yep. Like.
So my question to you, Anna, real quick, okay? What is some of your favorite lifestyle experiences you have had? How about one? Give me one good story of why you think lifestyle is so special.
I think that at least why this lifestyle for us is so special is that you can take control of your sexuality and not worry about what others might think. Because in our world, the best thing about it is having the relationships and exploring with one another and making sure it's a positive experience and walking away knowing that that was positive and pleasurable. And you also have a friend in the end process that, you know, like you have a connection with. And that's the biggest thing that I think I've enjoyed about it is that I can go and, you know, hey, I can break up with a boyfriend and then go the next week to have a gangbang and not worry about how those guys are going to feel about me or judge me or think about me or anything like that. Like, even though that last boyfriend was in the lifestyle and I started out in the lifestyle with him, I couldn't still get the, like, you know, go through with what I wanted to do in the end all be all. So it held me back. And then once I was able to fully open up and say, this is what I want and take ownership and control over it and do what I wanted, I wasn't fully satisfied or happy or excited about it. Or even actually accepting of myself too, sexuality wise. So I think that the best thing about this is our relationships that we form and the different amazing, beautiful people we meet and the openness that is the lifestyle type people. Like there are so many out there that are so kind and open and generous and just they enjoy the same thing that I enjoy about others in this world. So
let me tell you about one of mine. My last relationship, I didn't have much. My ex wasn't big into making out. Okay. She didn't like me. I don't know why, but she didn't like making out. So I actually went to an Allure's Halloween party. And I was walking in the door, and I think I was wearing the shirt that I had that said, when I drink, I get slutty. And there was a girl that said, oh, I hope you drink tonight. I was like, hi. And it was one of those things where we instantly kind of connected at the door. She walked over to the table and sat with me, and we made out for hours. I'm talking 2, 3, 4 hours. And there's a sad part to this story, believe it or not. We actually went back to the room that night, had some fun, and then I actually had breakfast with them the next day. But their son had died of a heroin overdose the following week. And she said, you know, that little escape from her life helped her so much. And believe it or not, we're still friends. We still talk to today. And we still, but it was one of those things where there was a great connection. And I always like that with people. It's not always a wham, bam, see you later. I'm a very big connection guy. And I just, connecting with somebody was so important to me.
Well, yeah. And just in general, like that's a true, like, I don't know, authentically deep connection, is to be able to not just fuck, but also to learn about people and like connect with them on a deeper level and be friends with them, or at least form that relationship with them. And I think that's the better part of it.
Now, I have a friend who actually is going through menopause right now. And me and her have always had a very tight little girlfriend type situation. She's obviously has gained some weight. You know, she's going through menopause. She does not feel sexy right now. And I actually saw her today. And, you know, the one thing she wants to try to do is, you know, almost a gangbang situation. And she's like, well, people won't find me sexy. And it's all in her head. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to try to line up something for her that's smaller and cool. And something that she can really relate
safe.
To. Yeah, and safe. And I think that's the thing that people have to do, is really, you know, open up your mind, and that's where you'll have the best experiences possible. But that's what this episode's about, is taking control of your sexuality. Yeah. And I think the more you can relax and open up yourself, the better experiences you're going to have. And I really, really mean that.
So, and the more people will enjoy you because you're most comfortable being yourself. Because if you can't be comfortable being yourself, you're just being a poser, right? Essentially.
You know, people are probably like, where's the sex in this episode? Anna, we did have a party, by the way.
I didn't have sex, though.
You had sex the entire night at that party.
I love that. I like variety and diversity. I mean, I think it makes everything a lot more interesting. Because if you have the same old, like, Fred and Wilma, you know, kind of thing, or whatever the heck you want to call it, it's just, it's, I mean, it's fine. People are lovely. It's just, I like different. To be able to, like, blend with us, just lifestyle people in general, like on different levels of like, oh, well, I'm a 24-year-old college student, and then there's, you know, grandpa, you know, 55-year-old that's, you know, a creative director. Oh, sorry.
Stop it.
I was just saying, like, you have all these people that get to like all work together for the same common goal. Teamwork. Makes the dream work.
Now, real quick, Anna, I did record some audio real quick. Our bed did get broken. What happened? Explain this audio right here.
I mean, well, that was just a rendezvous that happened during that last party we had. That doggy style kind of thing with, you know, one. Wait, I think it was like, was this an airtight? This was a club airtight situation.
It was a club. And speaking of club airtight,
I know.
I'm so glad you mentioned this.
I just looked at the shirt right over there.
Our friends at Swinger Niche Instagram had sent us some shirts.
Club Airtight, I think.
Club Airtight. I can't say it myself.
Airtight Club.
How sick are these shirts, by the way?
I think Club Airtight sounds more sleek. That's pretty cool. I like them. They're cute. And I even got like a crop top, so that's pretty cool.
I've never seen a shirt that represents you more, by the way.
Wow, you know.
I can't wait to go to the grocery store and you wear that shirt.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the deal. We're going to take a little break. We come back. I want to talk more about being your true self, okay? And I want to tell you a little bit about myself.
Honesty.
And we're going to talk about honesty. And we have the most fucked up story you are ever going to hear. Right back on the TSU right after this. Anna, how much power do you like in sex toys?
It depends. But yes, I like a lot. Usually.
How about if I told you you can get a motor bunny and ride that all day long?
Ooh. Like it won't run out?
It is crazy. So do me a favor. Go to motorbunny.com and check out their catalog of all the stuff they got. In fact, they gave us one for our parties here, and we're going to be featuring some of the audio on our future podcast here.
Yeah, I saw that they had Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, so I'm really excited about that.
You're a nerd, aren't you?
I am. I'm such a nerd.
Welcome back to the TSU. Okay, Anna, I'm going to tell you a sad story about me. Are you ready? When I was in junior high, even elementary, I was a fat little kid. Yes, I was a fat little kid.
Isn't that like an oxymoron, a fat little kid?
Yeah, true. But, you know, it's funny. I didn't really go to proms. I didn't really have any
You
dates.
Didn't go to any prom.
I didn't go to any proms, any
Did
high
you
school.
You go to any dances.
Nope. So I was a teen video guy. And that's kind of what got me into my career right now. Now, that brings me back to our last party. You know what I was, Anna, last party? I was the man.
You were the cool kid?
Yeah, I was the cool kid for once. I had the pretty girls sitting in my lap.
Oh.
I was having the girls going, hey, let's go play in the playroom. And it was funny. That's something that, you know, and it may sound crazy, but that's something I never had in my whole entire life. And it's called getting your swagger. It's you know, embracing who you are as a person. However, I'm going to go back to something, Anna, we talked about, and it's meeting people, okay? Meeting people. We've always said, should you take people out to dinner, Anna? What do
you say? Exposure, 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 exposure. Don't be selective. Exposure, exposure, exposure. More numbers, more numbers, more numbers, more numbers. You know why? Because really, majority of the communication is not what's being said, it's what's being done. When you're at a party, you have 15 people, your brain is already filtering like all of these underlying subconscious body language things. You're either filtering out or taking in, and you're noticing who is interested or interesting. I may not click with them. I just may not click. And I don't want to force that, and I'm sure they don't want to force that. So I don't like doing dates with people just randomly, like cold dates in a way. I like meeting people at events, and I think that's the best way most people should, because of the fact that you don't want to be stuck for 90 minutes in a date with really, it's just like a potential for having fun later or whatever, whatever. And then really, honestly, it's not going to vibe. That's a really awkward, like setup. But we have a lot of friends that do that, right?
Correct. Now I'm going to play something for you, Anna. Now, first I'm going to do the sensational unicorn warning.
Yeah.
By far, we are not making fun of handicapped people in this.
This is a, yes. Thing. Yeah. We all have our own special things.
Now, the reason we are playing this happened to a couple that we're friends with. They were very upfront of what they were looking for. Now, what happened in this situation is when a couple is not honest with somebody on a profile, including pictures, including other prompts. Now, once again, we are not making fun of people, but Anna, I want you to listen to this interview. And I want you to see what happens when you come back, okay?
Okay. Yes, we were interested in getting together with a foursome with a couple, a man and a woman. And basically what happened was we met on FetLife. And the guy, I had been corresponding with him. And I also started corresponding a little bit with her. I asked for pictures of them. He sent me pictures of himself, but he never sent me any pictures of her except her back. He never sent me anything of the front or anything like that. Basically what happened is when they showed up, she was smelly.
Let me be polite. I didn't want to, you know, say anything. We all started taking our clothes off and shit, and she's got no hands, dude. She's got like no fucking hands. And I'm thinking like, who does this? Like who shows up at a sex party with no hands? So I'm kind of like internally like, what the fuck was Chrissy thinking? But obviously she wasn't. I didn't want to hurt the girl's feelings. So I thought, you know, what would Jesus do?
I barely can talk in this question. The question I have is like the blowjob. Everybody listening to this wants to know about the blowjob. How did that go down with somebody with no arms? And now we're not making fun of people, by the way, in this show. But they did not disclose they had handicap problem, right? Yeah. That's one problem. So now we can talk about
it. I think it's a professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let someone know if you have something vitally missing, you know, or... It wasn't just one hand, dude. It was both. I mean, but so she's giving me a blowjob. She has nothing to grab onto. She kept sliding backwards on the mattress.
Wow.
Oh, man. Well, this takes the cake. You know, when I see people start putting, you know, 0 pounds on their profiles, I already know that they don't weigh 0 pounds. But, you know. Where's the option to zero limbs? I don't know. I don't know. There's no option there. But I feel as if I'm just going to be frank here. You should probably let someone know if you are missing a body part just because it can get in the way of the other person's idea of what can be done in a session or in like play or that fantasy that they think they are going to have with you guys. Like it sets them up for failure.
I agree. If it was me, I would have pivoted and said, let's play air hockey.
What?
See the joke there?
No.
If you think about the joke, it's actually pretty funny.
No, I don't know.
I would have definitely won that air hockey game. Okay.
Air hockey game?
Yes. Okay. See, the joke is she has no hands. See, she couldn't play air hockey. That's what's funny about the joke. It's always good when you gotta explain it. Okay, Anna, I want to go on a little rant for a second, okay?
Oh, God.
Now, I know people love when I go on my little rants and I get mad.
They do? They do love it?
Yes. Okay, Anna, I want to talk about the Firefly incident, okay? We went to the Firefly Lounge with our new friends. And we were ready to have a fun night. We'd thrown a party. We were tired. We wanted to go have some fun where we weren't babysitting people, correct?
Yeah.
So we decided to go there. On the way there, Anna, what happened driving there first right away?
Oh, we had an emergency. Sensor leak. And I thought that our Airbnb was flooding.
How bad did you freak out in the car?
Freak out moment. It was a, oh my gosh. And then we had to call and make sure that it was not flooding.
Yeah. Okay.
There was some water validly down there, but not a lot.
So now we get to the Firefly Lounge. We walk in. Hello. There's our friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are having a great night, right?
Dancing,
drinks, fun crowd. I'm having a great time.
Free drinks.
I'm having a great time. Mm. Had some free drinks. You had maybe one or two extra free drinks, but that's another story. So here's where it gets a little sticky, Anna. We are getting ready to go. And there was a guy talking to you, and he was definitely, what was the first thing he asked you, Anna?
He asked me to go out to his car.
For what reason?
To fuck.
Okay. So once again, I'm going back to this lifestyle.
It's very straightforward. Yes. I'm like, okay, well, at least I know what he wants, but that's kind of fucking rude.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, to get rid of him, you give him one of your old Google numbers or whatever connected to your phone, but it's a Google number, right?
Right.
So we went on our way, and I eventually dragged you away, and I went to the bathroom. He came back. Am I correct?
Yes.
So I instantly was pissed off.
He still tried to, like, get me out to his car again after saying no.
Yep.
And even my cute little friend, new friend that I made, he was like, whoa, hey, you know, learn to respect the lady.
So we eventually left. By the way, before we left, I want to tell a funny story. Your little Swedish friend you met, by the way, who you like
that's
a lot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, great guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was grabbing your butt. Now he's what, 70-something probably?
He's adorable. I don't care.
He's adorable, but he was looking at you like he was going to eat you. But I'm just saying, but he's a very sweet guy, and I do love him, and I trust him.
No, he was the one who was like, whoa, you got to respect the lady. Hey, you know, because the other guy was very pushy, very aggressive and very pushy. And I'm like, okay, I'm drinking, one.
Yep.
Two, even though I'm drinking, I'm not going out to your fucking car, bro. Like, seriously. And three, I've already told you no.
So we get in the car. We're driving home. We had a little to major to minor incident when we got to the house with one of your roommates drunk, which was a very bad scene, right?
But on the way back, who was calling me 5,000 times?
Captain Dickhead.
And the guy that did not take no for an answer, yes. And he kept texting and called at least 5 times.
Yes. Then he called at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, and then he called like 8 hours later.
So what I'm trying to get at is if you go to a lifestyle club, and we've said this before, not everybody who goes to lifestyle clubs and lifestyle parties are in the lifestyle, correct?
Well, I definitely would not think that's lifestyle per se. I guess it can be over. I mean, that's not our general thing, but it's not the common. It could happen, I guess.
But for every woman, I would like to say for this man who probably has a really small penis.
What?
And no girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And if he writes you one more time, I'm going to give his phone number out on the show. That's kind of how I feel about this guy.
Okay? I feel like we blocked him. I want to say that I had blocked him. I don't remember, honestly. I think I just stopped talking. And yeah, I said he needs to be more respectful of women.
And I think I yelled at him too, by the way.
You did yell at him on the phone. You answered the phone and then you yelled.
So now I want to talk about being your authentic self. Okay. So what did we get in the mail a couple weeks ago, Anna? A week or two ago? A motor bunny.
Oh.
Now, I want to talk about the motor bunny, how great it was. Now, we put this up at the house. People are instantly trying it. Now, the cool thing about it is multiple women have said the same thing to me. Once they start, they totally forget what's going on in their life and they just enjoy the experience. And it's almost like taking control of your sexuality, Anna. Just what we talked about it, right?
Yep.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play two clips right now of people riding the motor bunny right now.
Okay.
And I want you to listen how fucking crazy these are, okay?
Okay. Wild.
Now you wrote it, right?
Oh yeah, not that night though. I didn't write it this last night. I wrote it the first night.
How can you describe it for people?
You know, you really have to start out slow. It's pretty intense. It's very strong. So, and that's saying something because I do have a little experience under my belt. So you definitely need to kind of start out slow. And honestly, maybe not start with like the penetrating one right off the bat. I would say you start with the stimulation one, like the more outer vibrating toy. But it's very strong and you can build your way up and you can like make it, it rotates, it vibrates. And it's just like I think it's really pleasurable and you can work with it too. So like, don't be afraid to like rock back and forth or like kind of bounce up and down a little bit on it. I already have plans to outfit it with some other things to make it deck it out a little for my own taste. But yeah.
And the one thing I do love is, like I said, is now I want you to listen. I interviewed our one friend who actually was the same girl with the no hands couple.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to listen what she said about riding on the motor bunny.
Okay. The first ride was a little slippery because I kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. But the second time I rode it, it was come, 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 come.
How do you describe the motor bunny to people who've never rode it before?
An experience that makes your legs jiggly like jello.
How many times did you come on that thing? I mean, you were going nonstop.
The first time was, I believe, 13, and the second time was 25.
That's a lot of orgasms, Anna.
Right. I mean, definitely more than mine.
No.
Yeah, more than mine on there.
What's the most orgasms you've had in one night, Anna?
In one night?
Yeah.
Like, probably like 13 to 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
My record is 19.
What?
Yes.
You're a liar.
With my hand. Okay.
Oh my goodness, you're a liar.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. We come back. We are going to play a new, last we had it last week. And we are going to do again another episode of Anna's Inbox.
Oh,
some of your
my gosh.
Craziest emails with our friend M2 putting it to classical music. Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back in the TSU right
after this.
Hey, Anna, how much do you like sex toys?
A lot.
Well, I got a special deal for my little friend you.
I like deals.
Go to adamandeve.com and use our promo code, SIN50, S-I-N-50, and you're going to get 50% off one item.
Oh.
Free shipping in U.S. and Canada off most stuff in that catalog, okay?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite toy, Anna?
I really want to play with one of those squirting dildos. You know me, cream pies.
You're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Cream pie for a cream pie.
Welcome back to the TSU. Anna, it is your favorite time.
Oh my gosh, some of these are so special.
This is called Anna's Inbox.
Yeah, I bet you like that inbox.
Now, Anna, explain what this is right here. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I receive, mostly just in my emails or messages that are just... I don't know. There is some special context behind some of them, but most of them are just so randomly, like, not so unsolicited messages, and I don't quite know how to respond to a lot of them, because really, I just want to respond with, I really didn't ask you to tell me this. I really didn't ask you for this. I mean, the people that read my profile, at least I can usually decipher who's reading my profile. But yeah, these are just like, there's some of them are very alarming.
Okay, who's the first one you hear, Anna?
Oh, okay. So this one here in particular, he likes to harass me maybe every other week, every week, with just a one-liner. And he is a highway patrolman. I know this. So I'm just like, bro, like, why you get the hint. I'm not responding to these messages.
Okay, here we go.
No lube anal this morning?
Oh, so yes, he's very much into anal. And the funny thing is, back in the day, like when I first like met this person online, I actually like entertained that idea because he's not very far away from me. And so, and he definitely never followed through with it. So because of the fact that I know this man does not follow through with it, even though I said, sure, I'll come over. Literally, I said that to him and I know what he does. And everything else, and he freaking chickened out. So now it's just annoying and harassment, and I do block him, and then he ends up making a new name. Like, seriously.
You know, my favorite email that I've ever got, I generally get it once a year, Anna, if I've never
told you. Oh, it's your yearly. It's like for Christmas.
It's
your birthday.
The club administrator saying my $59 is due for the yearly subscription. That's what most guys get on these sites. We can't all be like you. Aww. Okay, Anna, we are going to your second one right now. You ready?
Okay.
I just moved from Sacramento this August, and I'm trying to get to know others in the kink community. I'm in the military, so I'll be in Fairfield most days. Ultimately, I'm looking for a kinky friend to have fun with, hopefully recurring as a FWB. I love all things kinky, and love trying new things. I enjoy movies of all types, but most of all, sci-fi, thriller, horror, action genres. I love music. Flying my remote control planes, playing piano, and cooking. My favorite pastimes are in the outdoors, hiking, backpacking, camping, motocross, endurocross. I'm white, 6'3", average build, attractive, clean, drug disease free, respectful, and fun. I have a doctoral level degree and profession. I can hold a conversation. We'll respect you, and we'll make sure you have fun while we are together. Consent and communication is key. I love oral, both giving and receiving. deep throat, analingus, both receive and give, cum play, cream pies, facials, cum swap, cum kissing, squirting, all forms of BDSM bondage, rough sex, but also very down for slow, hot, passionate fucking. All things anal, ass play, face sitting, lingerie, toys. I'm dominant, but caring. Also, very much a switch with the right girl. Interested in further exploring prostate play and pegging. Down to make content as well. This is only a small list of what I enjoy. I'm open to experimenting and learning / teaching new things. Hope to hear back.
Oh my god, he broke so many rules! It's just a small list, by the way. That's just the small list. No.
I wish we knew more about him. What's his hobby?
I know. I really wish I knew what he enjoyed. Like, seriously? See, and the other thing is, when you throw all these lists down of things, one, I'm going to look at your profile. I'm going to look and see your interests, your fetishes, your kinks, whatever. But, like, one, and it also feels as if it's a copy paste, so it doesn't feel as like genuinely personalized at all. Like you just copied and pasted. And so like, I don't want you to actually type all that out. Cause one, I like getting to know people and like, I want to do that in a conversation with you.
The crazy thing, Anna, is me and this guy actually have similar hobbies. I like to do endurocross, play with my remote-controlled airplanes, and cum swap the same time.
Oh,
so
see, now that's not just a hobby. That is a sport, sir.
And it's dangerous, too, because those planes are serious.
You could be choking.
Yeah. So I'm going to go on to our third one after this one, if there's anybody still listening.
I don't even know if you get anything better than this. Like, how can you give me something better?
And I have to say, putting the Halloween scary music underneath was brilliant by me. Okay, we are going to go to the third one right now.
Hello, Queen. I'm the kink chef. I'm here to please you in all forms and ways, as many times as you please. I was peeking through your pics and found you delicious, and someone I would love to please and pleasure. I love to eat pussy from all angles after giving a warm oil massage from head to toe, distressing you out of all that we as humans get put through. My favorite part is making a woman come while she rides my face, and I can taste all the juices dripping down my beard. Let me know if I can wine and dine you, either for a meal and a few drinks, and dessert is on you, because I would devour you after dinner. I'm here to please. I'm from Oakland, but my roots are Brazilian and Mexican. Educated, very clean. Opposites a tongue that loves to taste the juices of a dripping clit. Would love to get to know you and find a click so I can worship you from head to toe.
Okay, Anna, before I ask you this, I'm going to tell you something honestly.
Okay.
We know another chef who has actually come to one of our parties.
This is okay? Not that one.
Yes, I know that. Now, he's already promised to make us dinner and bring us wine. Okay?
Okay.
Frankly, this guy's Brazilian. He could be like a Brazilian steakhouse chef. I frankly don't care what he wants to do. If he's going to do a good deal, I am all fucking in. I'm telling you right now.
I've had some Brazilian food.
Okay. So what is your thought about this one, Anna? Okay.
So you have to really listen carefully, okay? But this is peppered with all kinds of misspellings of words. I don't know if they were using a voice to text thing or something, because like when he says distressing, he literally wrote distressing. He means de-stressing in regards to the massage. And so it just like, it's like nails on a chalkboard. You want to make me distressed? What are you talking about? It's literally the opposite of what he was intending to say, actually. So, and then I didn't know this. Me with my medical background and knowing human anatomy and physiology, I did not know the clitoris was made juices. The clitoris itself does not make juices. Now, the other part inside that's connected to the organ contributes to feminine, like lubrications, yes, but the clitoris itself outside, no, it does not.
You know what makes juices, Anna?
An orange.
A beautiful ribeye steak that he could be making for us that you're fucking up for us right now.
Oh, that would be a good juice that I'd want in my mouth.
Mr. Brazilian Chef.
It's good meat juice in my mouth.
You're 30% out, Mr. Brazilian Chef. I'm telling you, don't fuck this up for me, okay? Come up with a better email next time and we will put you on the show, yes. Okay? Okay, Anna, we're going on to the fourth one, okay?
I'd love to bend that perfect ass over and pound that peach emoji till you beg to stop, so I can turn you over and slide my eggplant emoji down your throat till you're quiet and ready for more. Angry devil emoji.
Help! Help! Save me! Save me! Ah! Ah, they're killing me!
Now, the crazy thing, who actually writes the word eggplant? I would use an emoji.
He did use an emoji.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's what he said.
I know.
And the devil emoji.
I'm still thinking about the Brazilian steak. Stop it.
Ooh, my mouth is watering thinking of that.
Well, apparently it's not from a clit because a clit doesn't make juices.
Hey, look, we're not eating a clit, okay?
Okay. What's your thought about this one?
I guess it was just so, like, so in your face, like, aggressive that I'm just like, this is what? Like, no. Like, why would you think this is cool? I guess some girls are, but I guess I'm not into that. I think I need a little bit of more intelligence behind the message a little bit. How about you just say, hey, do you like gummy bears? Because I love gummy bears. I'm like, yeah, I fucking love gummy bears. Hell yeah. I love gummy bears. I like gummy worms. I like gummy sticks. I like all the gummies. That's pretty cool. We have something in common. I know that most people are sexual. I'm sexual. And we will click if we click on a personality level. Like, I just don't, I don't understand why people have to, like, put me into a fantasy. I mean, I can be, but it's like, that's not how you grab my attention.
You know what that is?
No.
That is me flying my airplane.
Okay? Oh my God. Come swapping with who?
And cutting my ribeye steak from the Brazilian chef.
Oh man, it makes me want to go make a steak now.
So here's the deal, Anna.
I'm going to whip my sous vide out.
Here's the deal. I got a challenge.
Get some clit juices.
I got a challenge.
Brew some clit juices going.
I have a challenge for our listeners, okay? How about this? If somebody writes an email to Anna on FetLife for SOS or Instagram,
and or text us.
And we, or yes. And if we like it, you can come to one of our parties for free. Deal?
Oh, shit. This has to be a very well thought through one. Yeah.
So it's an all up to you guys.
All paid ticket entry.
So, Anna, that's it for your Anna's inbox. What do you think? So there'll be more TSU, right? After sounds like Motor Bunny. Whoa, welcome back to the TSU. Okay, here's the deal. Now, a lot of times when people do product reviews, you're going to be like, fuck, this is boring. Well, get ready for this one, Anna. This is part of our new Adam and Eve sponsorship we have here. Anna, ooh, what are you talking about today and what did you do with this?
Well, Ryan, I have this lovely Eve vibrating strapless strap-on. And we used this at the party with one of our gals. How are we calling these two? The cute couple.
We'll call them M and C.
M and C. M and C. And so I was working with C, her and I, and I put on this, or I actually put in this vibrating strapless strap-on. And basically, it's kind of like an anchor hook inside of me, which vibrates. It vibrates on both sides. And then you kind of hold it in with your own muscles, too. And And then the other part is the end of what basically is your dildo strap on, or dildo part that penetrates the other girl. And so it kind of hooks in and it'll vibrate too for both parties. And then you can fuck her with the other end of the toy. It kind of reminds me of like a little hook. It looks like a hook for sure.
You know what's cool about this is, and you'll probably agree with me, anytime I've been at a party and a girl wants to play with a strap on, they can never figure the straps and the entire play stops for like 10 minutes and
yeah, it's jammed. It takes the vibe away from the house. But no, this one here, you just gotta hook it, and it wasn't as hard to do. But the only problem I would say is like, you get so turned on with the vibrating, and you get really wet and start slipping out.
Well,
oopsies! But we did enjoy it both. We both got really wet.
So what grade are you giving this, Anna?
Oh, out of a 5 star, I'm gonna say probably like a 4.2.
Okay, 4.2. So yes. If you want this,
and I want to say it's like $59.99 on, but you can get it, I believe, for 50% off.
Yep. So if you want this item, go to adamandeve.com, 50% off, correct, Anna?
Yes, and free shipping.
And free shipping in US and Canada, and our promo code is SIN50, S-I-N-50, and you get 50% off on anything, most on everything item. Off yeah. one item. And most of our friends have already taken advantage of this, right?
Yes, I don't remember what she bought, but she bought a toy.
Yep.
Ms. C.
So you weren't the only one getting action, by the way.
Oh, I know.
So I had
heard.
Yeah. So I had Mrs. D who came for this visit, which came for our Super Bowl party, by the way.
Yeah.
And she had Instagrammed me and said, hey, I want to play.
Well, and I won't lie. I kept staring at her beautifulness.
She's crazy so hot, isn't she?
Yes.
Now, the
Missy is too.
The crazy thing about it is I have some great audio that I did not record. Her husband actually recorded for the audio and sent it to me.
Ooh.
He's a fucking team player, by the way.
That, you know, taking one. Good for her. Well, but she took one.
But I will say the cool thing about, once again, the little fat kid that I was in junior high.
Aww.
This wasn't a little fat kid this time. So listen to this audio real quick. Anna, you can say it. I'm the man. Just say it.
Oh my goodness gracious. I'm not gonna, no.
My head is not gonna fit into this house no more.
You're gonna have to like go sideways to get out the door. And we're not talking about your fat kid side.
Yes, correct. So Anna, before we leave. Oh, that's mean, by the way.
Oh, what?
So before we leave, we have a bunch of parties coming up soon. But actually, let's just tell people where they can find our parties at, Anna.
Well, you can see a list of it on FetLife. So you can go to FetLife and look at us up under TSU Lifestyle. Or you can also look us up under the Sensational Unicorn Playhouse on SLS. You can check us out on Instagram. We are the Sensational Unicorn Podcast or TSU Lifestyle on Instagram. We are also under TSU Lifestyle on Twitter. And then you can also text us and we can send you a link to all of our events at 916-836-1336. You can also email us at thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com.
That's it, Anna. So I'm going to go and make myself a lovely ribeye steak right now.
Make me one too.
And start up my motorcycle for some Enduro Cross.
Make my clit make juices. It's making my clit make juices.
We will do that in 42 seconds, actually. So that's it. We will see you next week on The Sensational
Unicorn.
Oh,
thank you so much for checking out The Sensational Unicorn. We appreciate you listening. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, and we'll see you on the next episode. This is the Sensational Unicorn.